Now joining upon further review, writer for The Athletic covering the Minnesota Twins, Dan Hayes. Dan, as always, thanks for the time. I wasn't expecting to have the conversations that we're going to have today, but I got to start off with the Poleds making the decision that they're going to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. What was your initial reaction to this? And over the weekend, you've had some time to think about it now. Where are you at with this breaking news, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, anytime a team that owns for 40 years, the same ownership group is in place for 40 years, and especially after a couple of years ago, the intention was pretty clear that they were going to move on to a third generation with Joe Pollad running the team. I think it was shock. It's never that surprising because 40 years is a long time, but at the same time, the way things looked, it was in place to be run for a long time by Joe Pollad. So definitely is shocking. I don't think that anything changed my mind from the idea that it was time no matter what. That was the initial reaction, was this is probably a good thing for Twins fans. And, that's still in my mind the same thing. You can say some things that are good about the Poleds. There's no question in my mind that they got Target Field done. The organization is in a great place to be sold. It's going to be very attractive to buyers who come in. And this is the only men's professional team in town that has won in 40 years, that's ever won a title. So those are good things on its behalf, but there's so much fan angst, and it's understandable. This last year was pretty much a disaster from a PR standpoint. And I honestly think that, where the business is, fans just aren't seeming to buy into the Twins, and sometimes things have to change. And I think this is one of those to get the fan base maybe fired up again, because it certainly seems like they're not in on the Twins and haven't been for, the better part of a decade now. Mm-hmm.
Is it a foregone conclusion that they're absolutely selling the team? Because the headline was they're exploring the idea of a sale, but does that mean they're going to sell it for sure? And how long do you think of a process this will take?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, look, Artie Moreno said he was going to explore selling the Angels like a year and a half ago. That has not happened yet.
Right.
So it's not a foregone conclusion. I do think that this will happen. There's a lot of, this is a big family. There's a lot of kids and grandkids, and so I think that this is going to happen eventually. Do I think it'll happen in time for this next season? That really depends if there's a motivated buyer out there that's local or not. I think that's going to be a key factor, and it would not shock me at all if Joe Pollad goes into the start of the season running the Twins as the point man. So as someone told me that was helping with the sale, this is we haven't even reached the top of the first inning. Basically, the national anthem's been saying the first pitch has been thrown, but this could take a while. And at the minimum, it should take 6 months. But, beyond that, it could be a little while.
Mm-hmm. One thing that sort of rubbed me the wrong way about the way this happened, and by the way, we're speaking with Dan Hayes, writer for The Athletic covering the Twins, is he sat down with your colleague at the end of the season, Aaron Gleeman, and he basically said, look, it's a business. I have to do what I have to do. Do you sort of view those comments after the season a little more crude after he announced 2 weeks later that he's going to sell the team?
No, the idea when you're selling something is to make the product as lean and attractive to potential buyers as possible. Last year's ugliness was ugly. There's no dressing up. There's nothing he could have said really there that was going to appease fans. I was in the room for that. That was, that was to the full media. And basically he said, it's a business decision. And look, the minute he said that, it was pretty ugly. The thing that really got me was when he said earlier that it was not a resource issue with the team this year, that they had plenty of resources, which I would dispute in a second, that they, any team adding 10 to 15 million could have done more with the roster than what the Twins did. But It doesn't shock me that that's the direction that they headed if they're going to sell, because making this as attractive to buyers is the goal. Mm-hmm. And by cutting payroll, by keeping your stars around, you have done that effectively. You've said, look, we can run this on $130 million, and that's all you have to spend. And an attractive buyer might look at that and go, oh, okay, yeah. So it doesn't shock me necessarily that that's what the way they decided mm-hmm. to go. There's just no win. You know, there was really no winning that conversation for him, because fans wanted to hear that he wasn't, that the poll ads aren't treating it like a business. Mm. There was no other acceptable answer to fans, and we didn't get that. So it was a tough spot to be in. And really, I didn't expect there to be much of an answer there that, you know, it was definitely not a good, healthy situation, put it that way.
To get into the other changes with the team, I want to talk about this new hitting coach that they just brought in. But before I do that, I'm curious on the Thad Levine departure. And he was the general manager, yes, but it still felt like to me Derek Falvey was the man that was making the decisions. How do you think the departure of Thad Levine shakes up this front office? And do you think they go with a different strategy if they can get more funding from the ownership group?
Well, I don't think there'll be that much more funding from the next ownership group. I mean, last year, the Twins were at $160 million last year. And, you know, I mean, it's really going to depend on who the owner is. If it's like a Steve Cohen situation, okay, maybe that's different. But, it'll be interesting to see as far as what the new owners would do with the direction of leadership. But, I mean, it's going to be hard to look at what Derek Falvey's done with the Twins and go, yeah, we should just discard him, because this organization is 1,000 times more modern. It's got a good farm system in place, but it has systems that just were critical to modernizing a franchise that absolutely needed to be in place. It now has all of those after not having all of those 8 years ago when he took over. It's hard to argue with the results that they've had during his tenure. And so, you know, this is somebody that I think we've seen other teams, the Red Sox have approached Derek Falvey twice. I mean, this is a sought-after leader. With Thad Levine, you know, they basically took out someone that was running day-to-day operations as far as contacting agents, as far as negotiations, dealing with half the teams. You know, Derek Falvey also dealt with half the teams they split the load. Essentially, what the Twins are saying is Thad Levine had become, you know, one, I purely think it's a cost-cutting move. I think that if the money was in place, Thad Levine would still be there. But the Twins, again, have been trimming the fat, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I think they said they could find a way forward without Thad Levine. It could be difficult just because of what he meant to them from a morale and from a workload standpoint. They're going to have a bunch of other people pick up the pace or pick up the slack, I guess, to replace his spot. So, I think this is more just cost cutting versus a performance based decision. So it's a very difficult time, I think, around the Twins, because they're doing things that they don't necessarily want to do, but, you know, they just keep having to make these decisions. So I think that they think the rest of the front office is mature and experienced enough to handle these duties, and so that's probably the way they're going to go.
Speaking with writer for The Athletic covering the Twins, Dan Hayes. So as for this coaching change on the hitting staff here, they bring in Matt Burkscholte of the Orioles. He was with the Orioles there. He actually interviewed with the Twins back in 2022 when the organization decided to sign Dave Popkins. What have you learned about Burkscholte over the last couple of days, and what can we be excited for? Maybe any differences that we might see with this hitting team?
Yeah, look, they love him. The Twins, you know, he was with the minor league system from 2018 to 2021, mm-hmm. so he was with a lot of these guys as they were coming up, and they always talked. All the players always talked about Borgs and the changes he made, and really liking him. And honestly, I was kind of surprised when they didn't hire him in 2022. Mm. He was a finalist. And I think what happens is sometimes you're looking for a change and you don't realize necessarily what you have in-house. And you think, well, you know, let's go to the organization that we really admire, and that's the Dodgers. I mean, everybody wants a piece of the Dodgers. The Dodgers have done it so well for so long that basically you go and rob from, you know, the teams that are doing it the way you would like to do it. And David Popkins is a really good hitting coach. I mean, you look at the stats and what the Twins have done in his three seasons. You know, they've, as far as analytical stats go, the offense was above average in each of those 3 years. The last two, they were top 10 in runs scored, which is, you know, it's a good spot to be. Basically, I don't think that really the, you know, you look at it and the offense stuck the last 40 games or so. Mm-hmm. It was not a good situation. Overall for the season, they were still in the top 10. So I think the Twins were just looking for any way to find a, you know, there weren't a lot of places to place blame this year. At least that's how they saw it. And I don't think that they made this decision easy at all. I think this was a difficult decision for them, but you have to get rid of somebody. Basically, mm-hmm. the fans want someone gone when you have a 12-27 run to the end and miss the playoffs when you were a sure thing to get in. So I think Bord Schulte really is a talented, accomplished guy. You look at what the Orioles have done the last couple of seasons with as the co-hitting coach. A lot of players, they really think that he knows how to tailor approaches to individuals, which is a good thing. And the main thing is the Twins need to get to a spot where they're better situationally hitting. And, mm-hmm. you know, last year when they did not hit a home run, they were 12-36 in those games. That's the, like, maybe two or three other teams were worse than them in all of baseball. It's a 250 winning percentage. The rest of the league had a 318 winning percentage in those games. And, you know, that's not significant, but at the same time, that's three extra wins, three and a half extra wins. And who knows what that can do for a team. You know, the Orioles right. played about 325 ball when they didn't hit a home run. So I think the Twins are hoping that there's some magic elixir that he can bring in that helps their guys be situationally better when they don't hit home runs, because it was a disaster for the Twins when they didn't go deep last year.
I think it's impressive that they managed to pull him away from the Orioles. That tells me that he can look at this Twins roster and be excited about it as equally as he would be an Orioles roster. But I know we're running out of time here, Dan. A couple of last questions for you. What do you think, moving on into the offseason, is priority number one for this baseball club?
Well, that's a good question. Honestly, I haven't even gotten to that point yet. Because
a lot of things happened here at the end, huh?
Yeah, it has. And probably shaking things up, because I think that they need to find a way to try and keep both Duran and Jax. There's a lot of young guys maturing on the roster who are going to start getting more expensive. Now, we know payroll is not going to go any further down below 130, but that, you know, the Twins are right up against it right now without trying to sign any free agents. And so they have limited flexibility. Does that mean trading Chris Paddock? Does that mean trying to move Christian Vasquez's $10 million contract? We're going to see some movement. I don't know how it's going to go, but the Twins need to create flexibility somehow to try and keep some of their young guys in place, because who knows what that next ownership group has and if they'd want to keep guys around or not. But it wouldn't shock me if we saw them trade a Duran and keep Jax as the closer, just because they could possibly sell high on Duran. But, you know, it's going to be a very interesting offseason.
Interesting indeed. Before I let you go, who's your World Series pick, Dan?
I'm going to guess it's the Yankees. I think Soto and...
All right.
And I think Soto and Stanton are showing that they can do it, and if Judge ever gets hot, you know, they're going to be very unstoppable. But, you know, I would like to see Cleveland get there, you know, even though okay. it's the in-division team, just because I think Cleveland's got a great bullpen and some really good stars. But, you know, we're going to see Shohei in this World Series against Aaron Judge, is my guess.
That'd be great for the league, no question about it. That's Dan Hayes, writer for The Athletic, covering the Twins. As always, Dan, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy the offseason, and we'll keep updated on all your happenings over the offseason here, Dan. Appreciate it again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.